Steady Ground, April Giesbrecht, WWIB. Before that, we heard from Keith Green this morning. I'll explain why I played a song from him in a moment. But first, good morning to Jason Kansas. We start the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
Been listening to a book I think you listened to, and I know a guy you're a fan of, Bob Goff's Undistracted. Have you listened or read
that? I've not checked that one out yet. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Well, and he makes reference to, I'd never known this before, but when he was a kid, he had written to Keith Green, and Keith Green wrote him back, and it meant a lot to him. And he actually said that's the reason, and he talked about, you know, just letting somebody know you matter, and he said that's the reason he put his phone number at the back of books to make himself available, because he's like, Keith Green made himself available to me. How about that?
That's fascinating. Yeah, yeah. My assistant, one of my technicians, her daughter actually called Bob Goff's number in the back of the book, and he answered.
Yeah.
And they talked for a few minutes. And yeah, you know, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Two giants, I think, right there. Keith Green and Bob Goff.
Interesting stories like that.
Yeah.
I think I remember when I was in college, I heard that the Tigers play-by-play guy, Ernie Harwell, was a Christian, and so as a, you know, somebody who wanted to be a sports guy, I wrote him, and I remember his response was, bloom where you're planted, so, you know, whether you should stay there. So,
yeah, that's cool. That's amazing.
All right, well, I was thinking one of the ways we could begin the show from going forward is, how long did it take you to do Wordle, and how long did it take you to do the New York Times Mini?
Well, sure. I mean, I was pretty quick with Wordle this morning, probably just a couple of minutes. I got it in four tries.
I think I got it in three.
So, I think the New York Times Mini, I was 30 seconds this morning.
30 seconds?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think this morning was a little slower. I can look for you. So tell me.
I was 3 minutes and 36 seconds. That's all.
Yeah, I wasn't that long on it. So
At times, you've told me how fast. I think I'll always be the tortoise to your hare on that. But how long is your streak? Because I think that's really amazing, the Wordle streak.
I think I'm at 289 wins in a row. I've played 700 days in a row or something
but
like
when
that.
When you check in and it tells you your streak, doesn't it just kind of give you a self-esteem boost to start the day?
It does. It does, yeah. I've played 757 days in a row, and my current wins are 289. So.
And, sirs, what I've seen, I got up to 33, but then what happens is if you don't do it right away, you can forget about it.
Right.
Or maybe if it's a tough one that you say, I'll deal with it later. And so,
Yeah, I know for me that if I don't do it, you know, I kind of have my routine. While I'm making coffee in the morning, I start working on it. And if I forget, then it's all of a sudden in the afternoon, I'll be like, oh, boy, I forgot, you know, so.
Or else. The other possibility is you could just not get it, like happened to me, I think, on Sunday. So what was the word? Was like verge, and I thought it was merge or something.
Yeah, that was a challenging one. I think I got it on six in that one. So
real quick, one of the things Bob Goff talks about, I mean, he's about love. If people got to read his book, Love Does. It's so good.
Yeah.
And he's got other ones, but Love Does. And he's, you know, Always. What's that one about Always?
Everybody Always.
Everybody Always. Yep. You should love Everybody Always. Yep. There's Undistracted, Dream Big. But he just talks about, you know, the way we are with our words. And I think I saw that real quickly. Mike Gallagher is a talented, bright, conservative congressman from the Green Bay area. And he's a leader. He's the chair of this China Select Committee. He got kind of, you know, all-around praise until he was one of three congressmen who didn't vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary. And then he caught the fury of hell from two talk show hosts I heard on WOGO. And I think, whereas Hugh Hewitt and him are friends, and Hugh had him on yesterday, and I just caught a bit of it, but I just thought his explanation for not was just that he didn't want to redefine the standard of impeaching somebody based on this, which I thought was acceptable, but it was just striking to me that you do one thing and... And in this cancel culture, I mean, it just is like, what is up?
Yeah, I think you and I were talking a little bit. It seems like they used to, even if they had very different views on issues, there was an idea of working together, and now it's If there's any mistake, it's you're done.
But and this is shooting your own side. This
right.
is, you know.
Yeah, we're seeing more of that too, I think. So.
If you disagree with me, you're the worst person ever.
Yep. Yeah. Not healthy dialogue, for
sure.
No,
it's not. So we try to foster healthy dialogue in these 5 minutes.
Right, for sure.
It's like two guys on a seesaw back and forth, and then we get off and go live our day. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're usually
and you and I have had our disagreements, you know, maybe not as much on here, but mm-hmm. you know, but I think we've been able to have healthy dialogue.
It's been a long time since we've had a disagreement.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. I mean, you know, having said that, we can see things slightly differently, for sure.
For sure.
We're practically running out of time on the scripture.
I was wondering if we were going to have to boot it till tomorrow, because
I think we will because it's six verses.
Yeah.
So. Thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. All right. WWIV, the WIB Wake Up Show, 7:20 in the morning, and votes already coming in the Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament.
Yes, this goes until 7:45 a.m. We'll have another matchup, 8:15 to 8:45. This is a first-round matchup pitting two great songs, Great Expectations, against Glorious Unfolding. Again, all of these in advance of the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert. Well, you'll probably hear all of these songs 2 weeks from tonight at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Get your tickets at echoconcerts.com or our website, wwib.com, under the events tab. But yes, Great Expectations against Glorious Unfolding. Which one's going to move on? You all decide.
Song one in our fifth song showdown here, Stephen Curtis Chapman's song. Stephen wins either way ahead of his concert 2 weeks from tonight. And Great Expectations out to an early lead over Glorious Unfolding, Caleb.
Yeah, I don't think we have a vote yet for Glorious Unfolding. I'll refresh.
Right.
But so which song moves on?
How do you vote?
You decide. 715-396-1670 by text. Get a bonus vote, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Song to the title song off Glorious Unfolding. This is a powerful tune as well, as is Great Expectations. WWIB voting goes till 7:45. The after is WWIB, and just over a minute left in our voting for the Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, Great Expectations, the first song against Glorious Unfolding.
Yes, so hurry and vote. You can still get a last-second vote squeezed in. Text 715-396-1670, the WIB listener line. 715-396-1670, Great Expectations or Glorious Unfolding by Stephen Curtis Chapman. If you hurry, you can get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Look for the post there as well. Who moves on to the next round? And again, so many of these songs, I would think maybe all of these songs, Havel, will be heard live in person, live in concert, February 22nd, 2 weeks from tonight at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. So get your tickets.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we've mentioned this before. We're always excited about, again, Christian music concerts. But this is one, too, and not just because Stephen Curtis is a favorite of yours and mine, but we can say with all confidence to give this our utmost, highest endorsement that you will be blessed, you will be encouraged. And what an amazing, amazing concert to take someone to who might not know the Lord as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think back to the fact that I think the year we left for Liberia, you and some of the others, my kids, enjoyed Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jason Gray, and Laura Story, wasn't it, at Zorn?
I still remember that concert.
Man, talk about
standing
it.
Room
yeah.
only.
Wow.
So, again, just please don't miss this. You never know, again, how long Stephen Curtis Chapman will continue to make music, continue to tour. And, again, he has that brand new album still, so you hear songs that you probably have never heard live before, plus all of these classics and favorites. So, again, it is worth the investment in your time and money to do that. It truly, truly is. So, WWIB.com under the events tab.
First of all, we do have a winner in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament in this fifth first-round matchup.
Yes, so it was Great Expectations versus Glorious Unfolding, and I believe this was our closest one yet. It came down to just two votes, and actually the voting differed. One song won in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. The other song won on the listener line via text at 715-396-1670. So again, it's important to be able to vote for your favorite song both ways, because we give you up to two votes per person in your household. But the winner by two votes was
Glorious Unfolding.
Congratulations, Glorious Unfolding. Congratulations, as always, with every of these matchups to Stephen Curtis Chapman. He always wins.
And so, sorry, Jennifer, Great Expectations goes by the way, but congratulations to our listening friend Hunter, who had nominated Glorious Unfolding, the title song of that more recent Stephen Curtis Chapman effort. And so that one moves on to face Let Us Pray in the second round.
All right. Well, there you go. And then, yeah, coming up at 8:15, yep. another matchup, His Eyes against For the Sake of the Call. So be ready for that.
Well, Valentine's Day is just 6 days away. And so for you this morning, what the color of roses mean. Like, for instance, red rose, typically associated with love and respect.
Pink roses can symbolize perfect happiness, grace, joy, or a plea to believe the speaker. Like, giving a pink rose, I'm serious about this.
Dark pink often signifies thankfulness.
Yellow roses commonly represent joy and friendship.
Doesn't the receiver need to know?
Maybe put that on the little card.
I guess so. White symbolizes innocence, purity, worthiness, and heavenly quality.
The meaning of colors of roses, peach roses associated with modesty.
Orange typically signifies fascination.
Lavender often symbolizes enchantment, a lavender rose.
Red and white together symbolize unity.
Red rosebud represents purity and loveliness.
White rosebud symbolizes girlhood.
Single rose in full bloom often means I love you. But most of these?
I think, yeah, right. Bouquet in full bloom symbolizes gratitude.
And then there's even meanings for the number of roses.
Yeah.
So 12 roses often given to express gratitude.
Wow, 25 roses typically given to convey congratulations.
And I suspect with this that maybe the florists were involved. 50 roses is often used to express unconditional love.
And an empty wallet.
Yes.
Wow.
Don't forget Valentine's Day.
There you go. If you've never been to a Stephen Curtis Chapman concert before, don't miss the opportunity to attend this one-of-a-kind night filled with hope, encouragement, and, of course, his incredible music. How many artists in contemporary Christian music, in any kind of music, have had 50 number one songs? This guy has. He's going to be here. Don't miss it. 2 weeks from tonight, the Pablo Center, Eau Claire. Go to WIB.com under the events tab and get your tickets. All right, we have our latest showdown of songs of his, His Eyes, and For the Sake of the Call.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just thinking 50 number one songs for SC Squared, for Stephen Curtis Chapman, 50 number ones and counting. So don't think this is just completely a walk down memory lane, this concert. He's continuing to make new music. This is the Still Tour from his brand new album called Still. So great night of hope and encouragement.
And the debut singles off of that have been Don't Lose Heart was the 50th number one. There's Still, the title song. You particularly have loved, I love it too, Unfixables.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, be there 2 weeks from tonight. Right now, we need your votes. Two different ways to vote. You can vote twice. Once in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Again, it's not a page, it's a group. So ask to be let in if you're not part of that already. And also text your vote 715-396-1670. I know these choices are hard, but you can only choose one of these two songs to vote for up until 8:45.
All right, one of them is His Eyes, the other, the title song from that earlier release, For the Sake of the Call. Let's give them a listen. This was off Real Life Conversations back in the day. All right, which is the sixth Stephen Curtis Chapman song to move on in our tournament ahead of the concert 2 weeks from today? You can get your tickets, WIB.com, the events tab. Again, it was Angie who nominated His Eyes and Kaya For the Sake of the Call. And for the second time this morning, we had different opinion from the voters on the text line versus the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
And again, we tell you, unlike regular elections, you can vote twice here, once by text at 715-396-1670. That's the WIB listener line. Hopefully you have that phone number in your phone. But you also, if you've joined the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, that private group, you can get a bonus vote in there when you look at the post pitting these two songs against one another. And again, there was a difference in who won on the text versus who won in the Facebook group. And so one vote, one single vote is all that separated these two songs. And the winner is For the Sake of the Call.
For the Sake of the Call. Congratulations to Kaya. She had nominated that song. It wins by one vote.
Our closest race yet. We're not even done with the first round.
Sorry, Angie, but Kaya moves on. For the Sake of the Call, we'll face Cinderella in the second round. Two more showdowns, which we'll tell you about at the end of the show, coming up tomorrow, 7:15 to 7:45, 8:15 to 8:45. Having some fun with this.
Indeed. Well, having some fun looking ahead to Valentine's Day with a few reminders, some don'ts. They talk about do's and don'ts. Well, this list we found online is some don'ts when it comes to Valentine's Day.
For instance, guys, I'm particularly talking to the guys here. Don't forget the day. It sounds silly to think that someone could forget it's Valentine's Day, but rest assured they can. Men and women alike can get busy and lose track of the date. Make a note, mark a calendar, and write it on your hand.
There you go. How about this one? Don'ts for Valentine's Day. They say don't be cheap. Valentine's Day, day to celebrate your love for another person. And they're just saying, hey, don't be a cheapskate on this particular holiday.
Yeah. Don't buy a generic gift. Finding a gift for the one you love can be difficult. It's common to wait until the last minute to buy the gift. Caleb used to work at Walmart, and he talks about guys coming in and getting the flowers there.
That's true.
Which will dramatically decrease your chances of finding a decent gift. Do not buy a generic gift. A special gift with a little thought and effort will go a long way.
And I think that can go back to, and again, I'm in a couple camps with the don't be cheap type of a thing, too, because, again, you know, think about your budget and your finances as well, too. More expensive doesn't always mean more thoughtful. So, be thoughtful. Don't forget to make reservations Valentine's Day. If there's any day, Valentine's Day is a holiday based around reservations, places the nice ones book up quickly. So, yeah, don't try to make a reservation the day before. It probably won't happen for you.
And don't forget to cater to their needs. Valentine's Day is not only about love. It's about showing affection and catering to your love's every whim. So hop to it. Have some suggestions like breakfast in bed, specially packed lunches. Here it comes.
So. Yeah. So, again, I think thoughtfulness. And, I suppose it starts with that very first one. Don't forget the Valentine's Day is coming up a week from yesterday.
I've probably shared this before, but Dr. James Dobson, the founder and longtime host of Focus on the Family, I got to see him in concert. In concert. James Dobson sings the hits. No, it was actually James
Dobson. I'd go to that.
He was a speaker at a Promise Keepers, I want to say 92, 93. Folsom Field. We had four busloads of guys go to Colorado. And his third and final point was, guys, the woman you're going home to is a hopeless romantic. How do I know? Because she's written me. So keep that in mind. It's probably still true 30 years later.
There you go.
All
thinking
right.
Of others first.